Hey, welcome back, friends. We are just about to have the starting lineup introduced for the girls' game. And I was able to make my way down to the scoring table and get the scores for you. For Wrangell was led in scoring in that ball game by Clayton Stokes with 28. Next was Clayton Rhodes with 9 before he fouled out. Travis Bangs with 8, 6 for Nate Ashton, 4 for Devin Miller, and 2 for Mike Simpson. Panthers had some guys score that weren't even out there. No, DJ Almazor had 12 points, and I was calling him AJ the whole time. Okay. Malik Almazor was the leader with 15. 14 for Carl Benalkin. You may have heard me calling him David Wittick. There wasn't a 24 on the list, and so I went with 44. It was wrong. Benalkin was 22. Maybe he's actually 24. So Benalkin was 14. Much better game for him than I had him with. Kelsey Gilmore with 4. David Nelson with 8. Christian Vaughn with 4. And 1 point for Timothy Glore. And that's the official stats there, folks. So that's better than you'll probably get in this girls' ball game. As the pep band kicks into the Wrangell High School fight song, and we're about ready to have the starters announced here. Good night so far for the Panthers. They've won all 3 ball games, and they might be the favorites in this ball game. However, I talked to one of the Panther girls earlier, and she explained to me how they had beaten Mount Edgecombe opening night of the season and lost the next night. Wrangell won only 1 game last year, but went to Petersburg and won 2 over there to start their season. So they've got a little better, they're in a little better mood than they were last year. It took them a while to get that first win last year, and they never did get the second one. And should be an interesting ball game. As I look down the lineups of these two teams, the size just jumps right out at you, and of course the size of the height of these girls, sort of like the numbers on the boys' side. They've got them listed, everybody as 5'8 or 5'9 on the Panthers team, and just looking down there, I can see that isn't the case. So the starters tonight for the Panthers. Melissa Castle. 5'9 senior Melissa Castle.
Number 22.
Quite a good ball player. I remember her from last year. Raven Kolakowski.
Number 3, 5'8 sophomore.
Maggie Denon. 5'3 sophomore. Now see that 5'8 sophomore Katie Denon. And sophomore Janetta Johnson rounds out the starting lineup. If you look at that, Sprague just has Castle as a senior. Krolikowski is a junior. And the other 3 starters are sophomores. So that's a really young team. If you look, they've got a lot of size for the Lady Wolves. They'll start 5'9 senior Lonnie Guinness. 5'5 junior Alyssa Allen.
Number 23, 5'5 junior Michaela Stokes.
5'5 junior Michaela Stokes.
Number 10, 5'2 junior Michaela Rooney.
5'2 junior Michaela Rooney.
Number 1, 5'2
sophomore Erica Smith rounds out the starting lineup. Coaches for the Lady Wolves, it's Dave Silva and Gary Allen. Coach for the Lady Panthers, I just need a few more papers here, folks. I got that. Really kicking this broadcast around. That's one thing that one thing about the last one, you can't help but do better on this one. Okay, it's going to be, the tip is controlled by Craig Johnson with it. Pass into the corner. Ball knocked loose. Picked up out there by Johnson. Get it to Maggie Denon. And she drives the baseline, tripped up on the baseline, and a foul. Comes in, shot up and in there. Nice shot by Maggie Denon. And the Panthers take the early lead. Here's Rooney back to Stokes. Over to Allen, out top now for Smith. She'll drive, drop it back to Allen. Over to Rooney. Rooney zigged and the ball zagged. Goes right behind her and out of bounds, so it'll be in for the Panthers. They lead it 2-0, just underway here. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Toe compressor that time. Pass inside, shot no good. Ball volleyballed out. Picked up by Johnson. Cross court for Maggie Denon. And that goes out of bounds over Denon's head. And it'll be in for Rangel. Full court pressure by the Lady Panthers. Okay. Head man for Rooney, inside for Bunis, put it up high off the glass, no good. And the rebound comes to Raven Krolikowski. Get it to Castle, Castle down low, shot up and in. Nice shot, nice pass from Castle to Katie Denon. She put it up and in. So 4-0, Panthers on top. Here's Smith. Drive the lane, put it up with the left hand, shot won't go. So we got a whistle and a foul on Melissa Castle, I believe. The referees for tonight's game are Josh Blatchley, Brian Merritt, and Fred Angerman. Smith at the line, shot up and in. Makes the score 4-1. Smith's second shot is good. So 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's a 4-2 ball game. Johnson with it to the top of the key. Hand it over to Katie Denon. I'll get this right before I'm done. Denon to Castle. Castle with a move on Rooney and a foul on Rooney. Second team foul on the Lady Wolves. First on Michaela Rooney. Pass comes in to Maggie Denon. Shot up, no good. And Bunis with the rebound. Hands it off to Stokes. Kayla Stokes brings it to the top of the key to Smith. Allen in the right corner. Hawked there by Denon. There's a nice pass inside for Bunis. She can't get it to go, however, and Castle out of there with it for the Panthers. Castle pulls up, hands it off to Johnson. Johnson to Maggie Denon. Pass inside for Castle. Drop it off for Johnson, and she'll hit one from the free throw line. That's six to two now. Lady Panthers on top. Smith with it into the front court. It's over to Rooney, and it goes off of her hands and out of bounds as we end for the Panthers. That comes into Maggie Denon, and she's fouled in the backcourt by Erica Smith. Erica's first foul, third team foul, however. We're just a couple, well, nearly 3 minutes into this, I guess. Castle with a way outside. Now she has a knock away by Rooney. Rooney into the front court. Castle tries to return the favor. Ball comes loose and out of bounds off of Allen, and out of bounds it'll be in for Rangel. Pass comes in for Denon. Down for Castle. Ball knocked loose and out of bounds. It'll be in for Craig. Be over on the far sideline. Foul line extended. Pass comes in to Katie Denise. Denon. I'll get this. I will on it. Shot no good. That one by Johnson. Rebound run down in the corner by Krolikowski. Double team on Johnson, and jump ball called. It's going to be Rangel's ball on the alternating possession. 6-2 the score, 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. Pass comes in to Smith. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Give it to Shayna Schultz. She's at the ball game. Come up to Stokes. She'll fire a three. It's in there. That makes the score 6-5. Maggie Denon hawked on the far sideline. We've got a whistle. Short timeout taken by the Panthers. So we'll keep it right here. Three Lady Panthers in the scorebook so far. Maggie Denon, Katie Denon, and Janetta Johnson, each with two. 2 for 2 from the line for Erica Smith, and a three-pointer for Michaela Stokes is scoring so far in this ball game. Lady Wolves send out Eunice, Stokes, Allen, Schultz, and Smith. Pass comes in to Krolikowski. Get it to Castle. Castle drop it off for Denon. Her shot up and in. That's Katie Denon's second basket. Stretches that lead out to 3, 8-5. Full court pressure by the Panthers. This is just token pressure, though. This isn't the clamp down pressure like it is now on Schultz down there on the baseline. Nice save by Schultz as it was knocked loose. Comes to Bunis. Over to Smith, to Stokes, into the post for Bunis. Put it up off the glass and in. 8-7, Panthers on top. Maggie Denon with it to Katie Denon. Here's Maggie with it, driving toward the basket. Cut off by Smith. Back out for the pass broken up, and it comes to Castle. She'll put it up and draw the foul. Foul number 4 on the Lady Wolves, and that's only 13 girls out for basketball this year. They don't have the kind of depth that they have had in years gone by. Castle's first free throw up and in. And the second was perfect. So I said Clayton Stokes for the free throw contest on the boys' side. Let's go with Castle on the girls' side. There's a steal by Denon. Maggie Denon takes it in, puts it up. Shot won't go. Two Panthers battle for that rebound. Lucky they didn't get called for traveling. Just shot by Krolikowski won't go, and a foul on the rebound. So it's going to be Raven Krolikowski at the free throw line, shot on the way in there. Oops, my mistake. This is Janetta Johnson at the line. She hit the first one. Second one up, also good. So the Panthers, 4 out of 5 from the line here this quarter. Melissa Allen with the ball. She'll break the press, take it all the way to the basket, put it up and in. Or make that no good. The shot no good, but she does draw the foul. Melissa looking for her first points of the game. At the line, shooting 2. 12-7. Panthers on top. Shot short. No good. Still have one more. Shot on the way. Good. So 12-8. 4-point lead by the Panthers. Full court pressure broken by Castle. Gets it to Krolikowski. Krolikowski, that is, get it back to Johnson. To Katie Denon. Katie to Johnson. Back to Katie Denon. Over to Maggie Denon. Hand it off to Krolikowski. Back to Katie Denon. Shot up. Over the top and out. Went up and over and out. He in for Rankle. Score remains 12-8. Full court pressure by the Lady Panthers. That comes in to Stoke. Get it over to Smith. Smith into the front court. Up the right side. Down to the post for Bunis. Turn around, put it up off the glass and in. 12-10, 2-point Panther lead. Castle with it for Craig into the front court. Allen right there with her. Over to Maggie Denon. To Castle. Castle on the left wing. Into the corner for Katie Denon. Into the high post for Krolikowski. Out for Denon. Katie shoots one up from 15, won't go. Rebound controlled finally by Shayna Schultz. Get it to Smith. She'll go around the defense, take it in, put it up. Shot won't go. Rebound Castle. Castle out on the fly. 2-on-1 break. Off to Denon. Put it up with the left hand. Won't go. Shot up and in by Katie Denon. She's got 6 points now. Makes the score 14-10. Here's Stokes into the front court. Up the right side, drop it off to Schultz. Out to Allen. Allen's pass intercepted by Denon. That's Maggie Denon with her 4 points. That makes the score 16-10. Panthers on top. 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Smith with the ball to Allen on the left wing. Down low for Bunis. Put it up. Shot won't go. Castle with the rebound. She'll hit up court with him. She'll take it all the way in. Runs right into Stokes. No whistle. Ball comes to Johnson, and Janetta Johnson puts it up and in. She's got 6 points. It's 18-10. Biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Schultz with one up and in. And Schultz with her first basket. Rangel in danger of losing touch there. There's a lob inside for Krolikowski. Her shot won't go, and Stokes with the rebound. Kayla Stokes into the front court on the fly, down the lane, put it up off the glass, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be in for Rangel under there on basket. Melissa Allen with it. She'll slap it, lob it in off of the back of the backboard, and that'll be in for the Panthers, and that will do it. For the first quarter, it is Craig 18 and Rangel 12. We'll be back. back in a minute with the second quarter.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244.
Okay, the Panthers send out Raven Krolikowski along with Melissa Castle, the Denon girls, Maggie and Katie. Who else they got out there? They got Janetta Johnson. So it's the same five pretty much the whole way. I wouldn't change them either. They're pretty doggone good. Pass broken up as it's inbounded. It will remain with the Panthers. Johnson to inbound. Get it in to Maggie Denon. Into the high post for Krolikowski. Down low now for Castle, and she can't get a little turnaround shot to fall. Contested that time by Lonnie Bunis. Quickly back the other way. Erica Smith. And with a pass that's too big for Michaela Stokes, and so that turns it right back over. Katie Denon into the front court very quickly. Cross court for Maggie Denon. Back to Johnson. Johnson drives, drops it off, has it stolen by Allen. Allen down the center of the court. Double team ball knocked loose. Picked up by Allen. Get it to Smith. She'll drive into the tall trees. Get it to Bunis. Put it up and in. 6 points now for Lonnie Bunis, and I believe she'll get a chance to convert the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And first sub for the Panthers, Marie Yates into the ballgame. Bunis' free throw up off the back iron. They battle for the rebound, and Rooney comes up with it. She'll fire one up from 15. No good. Castle with the rebound. When Castle gets the rebound, she turns and flies for the other basket. Puts the pressure on the defense and drew the foul that time. That foul number two on Smith. Had a timeout. I'm not sure. We'll keep it here. It is a short, but those referees are trying to confuse me, and you don't have to try very hard. Anyway, 18-14 the score. Pretty hard-fought ball game so far. Looks like both these teams pretty young. I had two seniors out there on the team. Castle and Bunis are the only two seniors on the in the program. So that's pretty good. It makes for a pretty good future. Castle at the line. Shot no good. Fouled in the act of shooting. That's two out of three from the line so far. Second one up. That's in there. Lady Wolves with the ball. It's Allen to Stokes. They're not across the front court. They get it just barely into the front court. The press really tightened up on that one. And now they're clamping it on. There's a steal button and a steal right back. Pass comes to Bunis. Shot won't go. And Johnson with the rebound. Long outlet for Denon. And Maggie Denon has her 6 points. 6 points each for the Denon. Back quickly comes Stokes. Put it up. Shot won't go. And the rebound off to Castle. 21-14. Panthers on top. Castle to Denon. Get it to Yates. Yates to Johnson. Shot up from Maggie Denon, and she puts it in. 8 points for her. Gives the Panthers a 9-point lead. Stokes with the ball. Castle right there with her. Get it to Allen. Allen drives, has it knocked loose, comes to Castle. Castle down the lane, goes behind her back, drops it off for Maggie Denon, and she'll put it up and in. That's 10 points for Maggie Denon. And a real nice pass from Melissa Castle. Here's Stokes, finds Rooney on the right wing. In for Bunis, put it up and in. 25-16, 9-point Panther lead. Here's Castle to the top of the key. Get it over to Yates. Out top now for Denon. Denon to Castle. Castle drives. Shot blocked by Bunis. Taken out of there by Allen. Headman for Smith. Smith gets it to Allen. Put it up off the glass and through. So 3 points now for Alyssa Allen. And the Wrangell Lady Wolves climb back to within seven. Here's Yates. Drive. Drop it back out for Johnson. 15-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound comes to Rooney. Rooney into the front court. Has it knocked loose. Gets it to Allen. Make that. Allen over to Stokes, open for three. She'll try it. Won't go. Yates with the rebound taken away by Rooney. Blocked by Yates. She'll be out of bounds in for Wrangell under their own basket. Aaron Weaver into the ballgame, replacing Janetta Johnson for the Lady Panthers. Pass inside. Block. Shot to Bunis. We'll send Lonnie Bunis to the free throw line. Bunis shooting two, fouled in the act of shooting. Fourth team foul on the Panthers. Bunis hits the first, so she's one out of two from her line. Makes the score 25-19. Craig on top, Bunis with one more. And shot up off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Yates. Outlet for Castle. Snuck ahead of everybody. Shot up, no good. But she's fouled by Bunis. That'll send Melissa Castle to the free throw line. Fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be shooting two. 6 point Panther lead. 4:24 to go in the first half. Castle missed the first free throw. I've got to look in. This is the same book I've used for a while. And I think she had a game here last year or the year before where she hit 14 in a row or something like that. I'll have to look at that at halftime. So 26-19. Craig with the lead. Full court pressure. Wrangell into the front court. Stokes with it. She's way outside and she has Castle right there with it. Pass down low and over the back of Bunis is Raven Krolikowski, but non-shooting foul. It'll be Wrangell's ball under their own basket. That was Craig's fifth foul. Panthers are in the 1-1. Wrangell not there yet. There's a pass. That could be trouble. Ball knocked into the back court. Pass, Schultz pass knocked away, comes, and there's a steal right back by Rooney. Rooney runs it out, 2-on-2. She'll put it up off the glass, no good, and draw the foul on Raven Krolikowski. Second foul on Raven. that'll send Michaela Rooney to the free throw line. Her shot short, no good. Score remains 26-19. Rooney will have one more. Harriet Meisner into the ball game for Wrangell. Freshman. Darian had 12 points in the second free throw. Missed everything. So it'll be on in on the side court for the Panthers. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Meisner into the ball game, and she had 12 points in the JV game in three quarters. So Coach Silva looking for a little spark. 26-19. There's a ball knocked loose. Weaver able to run it down, but timeout taken by the Panthers. It looked like that was going to be a backcourt. That ball was knocked loose, and so the bench took a timeout. It will take it with them. Our score is 26-4 Craig and 19 for Wrangell.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.
Okay, Wrangell's got the ball back as Darian Meisner took it in there and was fouled. See who gets that foul. That's the first foul on Aaron Weaver. Meisner at the line, shot on the way, no good. Second one on the way. That's short. No good. And rebound controlled by the Panthers. However, taken right back by Wrangell. Michaela Stokes will fire a three. That won't go. Castle grabs a rebound, and she's got her head up looking down court when she gets her hands on that ball. Maggie Denon back to Castle, open for a three. That's off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound taken out of there by Meisner. She'll get it to Stokes. 26-19, Panthers on top. 2:45 to go here. Pass down low for Bunis. Over to Smith. She'll drive. Put it up off the glass. Won't go. Bunis with the rebound. Has it stripped away and run down by Denon. But that last bounce caught the line. It's going to be in for Wrangell. Lob in for Bunis. She'll turn. Put it up. Won't go. Castle in there digging with the big one. Gets the rebound. And we've got a whistle and a foul. That foul on Meisner, her first. 26-19. Castle back at the line. Shooting 1-1. She hit that one. She missed while during that last break. She missed the front end of a 1-1. But she earns the bonus this time, and after this, that was the ninth Wrangell foul. So after this, the Panthers will be shooting two. Missed the second shot. I don't remember Melissa Castle missing this many free throws. Pass inside for Bienes. Put it up. Won't go. And the rebound taken out of there by Maggie Denon. Denon into the front court with it. Back out to Castle at the top of the key. Over to Haney, who's in the ballgame. Pass inside, shot up and in by Castle. That's her first basket of the game. Got a handful of free throws to go along with it. McKenna Harding into the game for Rangel. Harding with it out on the left wing, down low for Bunis. Turnaround shot won't go, and the rebound taken out of there by Maggie Denon. She'll take it all the way in, step inside the free throw line, and take that 15-footer. It won't go. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be in for Rangel. Stokes to inbound. Looking for a place to go with it. Boy, they're having a hard time getting it in. Comes in to Schultz. Back to Stokes. Stokes drives in. Ball off of the feet of Schultz. Ball loose on the floor. They wrestle for it. And we'll go to the other end. That foul on number 23, Michaela Stokes. That's her first foul. And it will send Aaron Weaver to the free throw line for the Panthers. Double bonus in effect, so it'll be a two shot. Weaver shot on the way, off the back iron, no good. Score remains 29-19, 10-point lead. As Allen back into the ballgame, replacing Smith. Second shot is good. So Weaver with one out of two from the line. Minute and a half to go. This is real important for Rangel to try and stay in contact. It's an 11-point lead. Craig with the quick strike offense, and there's a steal by Denon. Comes to Johnson. Her shot won't go. Stokes with the rebound. Into the front court. Triple team. Get it off to Allen. We'll make that Harding. To Allen. Down low now for Bunis. Out to Schultz. Back to Bunis. Turn. Put it up. No good. Ball batted out of bounds. It'll be in for the Panthers. 30-19. We're inside a minute to go here in the half. And the Panthers with the ball. It's Denon with it over to Weaver. Weaver shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound to Maggie Denon. Back out to Weaver. Over to Denon. Open for three. She'll take it. It's in there. Pass comes in to Stokes. It's a 14-point lead. Here's a pass inside for Bunis. Over for Schultz. Taken away by Weaver. Outlet for Denon. Put it up and in. Maggie Denon. This is what I was talking about. That's 5 quick points and a chance to convert a 3-point play. Make it 6 in a row. And make that 11-point lead something like 17. Shot's good. So 36-19 the score. 21 seconds to go. A pass comes into Allen. She'll drive. Drop it back out for Rooney. Rooney over to Allen, down low now for Bunis. She'll turn, put it up off the glass and in. So she's got 11 points. Doesn't look like anybody else has more than three. And that's the buzzer for the first half. Our score at the half is Craig 36. Two 18-point quarters for the Panthers. That's pretty good for 3A girls basketball. If you can score 18 points in 8 minutes, that's... And for Rangel, they're 21, a 12 and a 9, not as good as 218. give you a quick rundown on the scoring. For Wrangell, they are led by Lonnie Bunis with 11 points. 3 points for Alyssa Allen, 3 points for Michaela Stoke, 2 for Shayna Schultz, 2 for Erica Smith. For the Lady Panthers, 7 points for Melissa Castle. Big damage done by Maggie Denon. There must have been a Denon someplace because I sure keep calling her name. Maggie Denon, I should never miss that name. She has 16 points. Is that right? 16 points in the first half. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 16. That's a pretty good half. 7 for Castle, 16 for Maggie Denon, 6 for Katie Denon. Janetta Johnson with 6, Aaron Weaver with 1. So, that's it for the first half. We've got about 9 minutes before the start of the second half, so stay tuned, and we'll have that second half coming up right after this in about 9 minutes.
The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers! Underwriting support is provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Lady Panthers the best of luck. Go Lady Panthers.
Welcome back. We are at halftime of the final game of the evening. Good night for Craig so far, and this one's off to a good start. Panthers leading this one by a score of 36-21. And earlier today, started, I think, about 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Panthers JV girls won by a score of 48-31. The JV boys followed that one. They got off the airplane, played a close first half, but broke it open in the second half and won it 59-38. The Panther boys won the varsity game here by a score of 56-55, 51-50. I didn't write it down. That's pretty much the story of that game, but it was a one-point game. Great perimeter defense by the Panthers, and they were able to hold Wrangell off. We're back underway here in the second half. Wrangell has the ball to start the second half. It's going to be Michaela Stokes with a pass it into Bunis. Bunis turns, puts it up off the glass and in. She's got 13 points and leads the Lady Wolves. And they've cut that lead back to 13. Had a turnover at the other end as the Lady Wolves get it back. Had a chance to chip away here. Here's a pass. It's Allen, Rooney, Bunis, Smith, and Stokes. That's the starters for the Lady Wolves. Turning it around will be Bunis. Can't get it to go, but she draws the foul. She's 1 out of 3 from the line, and she'll be shooting, too. Set the Craig lineup for you. They've got Kayla Hamey starting the second half, along with Maggie Denon. Katie Denon. Janetta Johnson and Melissa Castle. Eunice missed the first. She'll have one more. It's no good, and the rebound comes to Hamey. Denon with it to Castle. Castle in the three-point area on the right wing. Now she'll turn. Get it out to Katie Denon, and she'll put it up and in. So 38-23, lead back to 15. Here's Stokes. She'll take a three. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Johnson. Johnson outlet for Castle. Castle knocks it down, runs it down. Now she'll fire a three. That won't go. Rebound by Maggie Denon. Down low. Nice move. Castle got that ball in the low post and spun, put it up with the left hand. Great shot. She drew the foul. I don't know. They're going to give her two. They give her the basket. That's the only way that could work. So she'll be trying to convert the three-point play. Missed that one. Now the rebound comes to Johnson. Back to Castle. Her shot won't go. Rebound taken out of there by Allen. Headman for Rooney. Rooney drives in. Drops it off to Smith. Smith all 5 feet up right now. She comes in about a little lower than the shoulders on a lot of these guys. That foul, I'm not sure who. That foul on Johnson, her first. That's inside for Buna. She'll put it up, won't go. Rebound knocked loose and out of bounds. It'll be in for the Panthers. So 40-23, that's a 17-point lead. That's as big as it's been. Castle hawked in the backcourt by Allen. Gets it to Denon. Denon has it stripped away and out of bounds by Rooney. 6:11 to go in the third quarter. 40-23. Craig on top. There's a nice pass from Castle to Kayla Hamey, and she has her first point. There's Allen into the front court. Into the right corner. Out top for Smith. Six Stokes down low for Buna. First shot no good. And she draws the foul. Ronnie not exactly killing it from the free throw line, though. She's 1 out of 5 so far. That one's up and in. And the rebound taken out of there by Maggie Denon. Here's Castle. Get it back out to Hamey. She'll fire a three. It won't go. Castle battled for that rebound, but it goes out of bounds off of her foot, I do believe. Looks like that's the call. So full court pressure by the Lady Panthers. Pass comes in. Knocked away from Stokes, comes right back to Smith. Boy, that thing's taken away by the Panthers. Johnson with it. Over to Yates back in the ballgame. Her shot no good. Rebound taken out of there by Rooney. Rooney into the front court to Smith, open from 17. That shot high off the glass won't go. Rebound taken out of there by Castle. 3-on-2 break by the Panthers. Castle down the middle. Turns, puts it up, and in. That's 11 points now for Castle. And Schultz in replacing Smith. That foul was on Alyssa Allen. It's her fourth. That'll bring McKenna Harding into the ball game for Rankle. And Castle missed another free throw. Goodness gracious. And not a big time. They got a 20-point lead, but there's a shot by Schultz that won't go. And a foul on the rebound. 4:48 to go here in the third. This one's slipping away from the Lady Wolves. Hard to come back from 20 down. and on down the lane, drop it off to Yates, out for Johnson. 15-footer on the way, won't go. Rebound off to Junis. Outlet for Stokes. Stokes pulls up from the free throw line and buries it. Just her second basket, though. 5 points for now for Michaela Stokes. There's a steal in the backcourt by Rooney. She'll get it off to Harding. And that's went off of Harding's hands. And Stokes unable to control it. She's able to control it, but she hadn't reestablished position in the front court. So that's backcourt. Turns it back over to the Panthers. Maggie Denon with it at the top. Into the high post for Johnson. Back to Denon. Maggie Denon over for Castle on the right wing. She's working right. And gets the foul on Rooney. Rooney unable to establish position there. So the contact was a foul on her. Fourth team foul on the Lady Wolves. Third on Rooney. And it will be in with Janetta Johnson under her own basket. Pass inside, stolen away by Schultz. Get it over to Stokes. Stokes quickly into the front court. Over to Meisner in the ballgame. Into the low post for Bunis. Over to Stokes. Put it up. Shot won't go. Ball loose on the floor. And a jump ball call. As Darian Meisner and Kayla Hamey go to the court. Going to be the Panthers' ball on the alternating possession and under their own basket. Here's Castle. Castle turns down the baseline, drops it off for Hamey. Shot up by Yates. Rebound to Johnson, and Janetta Johnson has her 8 points. Here's Eunice, cross court for Schultz, out top for Stokes, over to Meisner. To Schultz in the corner, back to Meisner on the wing. And they'll reset the offense by passing it out to Michaela Stokes. Stokes up the right side, hands it off to Meisner. She brings it toward the top to Rooney. Over to Schultz. To Stokes on the right wing. She'll fire a three. That's no good. They battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by a Lady Panther, and it'll be in for Rangel. Got a timeout. It's a timeout for Rangel, and it is a short timeout, I guess. We've got to work on these referees. So go ahead and give that signal. What happens is a timeout will be called, and the referee will ask the coaches, and by the time he gets the answer, 10 seconds of the 30-second timeout are already up. And the same goes with the 60-second timeout. So it's, and that touch the shoulders or arms straight out call gets a little muddled. So it's going to be Rangel's ball under their own basket. Pass comes in, but knocked loose and taken. Nice play that time by Maggie Denon. A good defensive play. She got a hand on it, kept fighting for it, and it finally went out off a Rangel play. Hamey with it. Pass for Denon. Denon goes toward the basket. Pass down low for Castle. Her left-handed hook won't go. Rebound comes off of there to Hamey, and she draws the foul. That'll be number 6 on the Lady Wolves. It's fouled in the act of shooting is Kayla Hamey, and that will be the 4th foul on Lonnie Bunis. That will get Marsha McKay up and into the ball game. Replacing Eunice. Marsha, the third of the McKay girls to play here at Rangel High School. She is, I think she's just a freshman. Shot no good. rebound run down by the Panthers. It's Denon. To Yates. Yates to Castle. Back to Denon. Maggie Denon gets it out to Johnson. Janetta Johnson put up kind of a running one-hander there that almost went in. Went around the rim and back out. There's a long pass for Meisner. That's too big for Darian. And out of bounds. Back the other way comes Castle, and that's not Castle, that's Johnson. Make that Denon, and she's not down, so it'll be in for the West Panthers. Pass comes into Denon, out for Yates, over to Castle, shot no good. Meisner with the rebound. He's looking up for it with it. She'll take it all the way in there, shoot it up, wall, and go. Castle with the rebound. Out she comes on the fly. Tried to bounce pass for Johnson, but a little low. Out of bounds off of a Panther player. So Rangel gets the ball back. Here's Alyssa Allen. She'll drive, put it up off the glass. Alyssa Allen with 5 points now. 47-28. 19-point lead by the Panthers. Ball knocked loose and out of bounds. It will be in for... Okay, there's a foul there. That foul... Boy. That foul on... Kayla Rooney, her fourth. And those fouls add up here as we're a minute and a half away from the fourth quarter. Shot up and in as Castle picks that one. That earns the bonus. Next one up and in. Now that's a little bit more like the Melissa Castle we're used to watching shoot free throws. Here's Allen, into the front court. Over to Meisner, and she's on the right wing, three-point area. They get it over to Schultz, down low for Schultz. She'll turn, put it up, won't go. Rebound taken out of there by Haney. Outlet for Yates, back to Janetta Johnson, and she hits the three. That makes it 52-28. 48 seconds to go here. Here's Schultz. She'll fire one up off the glass and in. Good shot. 4 points now for Shayna Schultz. The outlet, here's Castle. Head off by Smith. She'll get it to Denon. Denon will fire a three. That's up and over and out. And it'll be in for Rangel. Parting into the ball game for Stoke. 52-30. Big lead for the Lady Panthers. Darian Meisner with the ball. Get it to Allen. Allen over to Harding. She'll shoot one up and in. Her first points of the game. Cuts that lead back to 20. 9 seconds. Here's Yates back to Johnson. She'll shoot one up from 17. No good. Jump ball called with 1 second to go. It's going to be Rangel's ball on the alternating position. That works out pretty good. There's 1 second in the quarter, and so Rangel will throw this in, and then Craig will get it to start the fourth. Okay, that's it for the third quarter. Good. Now, that was a real good quarter for the Panthers. Another 18-point quarter, three in a row. They lead at 52-32. We'll be back in a minute.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244.
Panthers send out for the fourth quarter. They've got Janetta Johnson, Melissa Castle, Marie Yates. And there's got to be one while. Yeah, of course, Maggie Denon is out there as well. And it's going to be Castle with it out in the left wing. She drives toward the basket, drops it back to Denon. Denon over to Yates. Yates drops it off for Hamey. Hamey inside, shoots it up, just gets it over to Castle, and she'll put it up and in. There's a steal by Castle. Get it to Denon. Denon for Yates. Here's Denon up the right side. Back to Hamey. Her shot no good. Ball knocked loose. Out of bounds. It'll be in for the Panthers. 54-32. 7:10 to go in the ballgame. Three 18-point quarters for the Lady Panthers. That's pretty well, 16 the last quarter. Yeah, three 18-point quarters. It's 54-32. There's a long three, won't go. And the rebound comes to Schultz. Schultz, hawked by Castle. Give it to Meisner. Meisner for Harding. Harding shot blocked by Castle. Taken out of there by Castle. Castle on the fly into the front court up the left side. She'll back it out now. Get it to Katie Denon back in the ballgame. To Castle, back to Maggie Denon on the give and go. She puts it up and in. Here's Harding, back to Meisner, into the high post for Schultz, over for Allen. Cross court pass intercepted. In front of the pack is Hamey. She'll put it up, shot won't go, rebound to Castle. She'll put that up and in. Back quickly comes Schultz, out to Smith. Smith cuts toward the basket, has the ball knocked loose. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be in for Craig. And, Lonnie Bunis back into the ballgame for Rangel. It's 58-32, just under 6 minutes to go. Coming into the ballgame for the Panthers will be Raven Frolikowski. She hasn't been in a little while. Pass knocked loose by Bunis and out of bounds. That'll be in for Craig. Ball loose, picked up by Smith. Smith drops it for Bunis, broken up nicely. But, you know, you watch ball players, and Maggie Denon's out there. She's got like 18 points. I'll add that up. But she's still out there hustling with her team up by 26. good to see. Here's Stokes with one up off the glass wall. Goal. Rebound to Castle. Castle into the front court. At the right wing for Denon. Inside for Krolikowski, and she puts it up and in. Her first points of the ball game. Back quickly comes Stokes. She takes it all the way in. Reaching in and drawing the foul is Raven Krolikowski. Two-shot foul. That'll bring Stokes to the line. And Kayla without any free throws so far this game. Maybe she needs to be just a little bit more aggressive and start taking the ball to the basket a little more. You know, if your outside shot isn't falling, then maybe you can get a free throw or two to go and work from there. First one won't go. He's normally a pretty doggone good free throw shooter. Second one on the way. That's off the back iron, no good. Both those look good, and neither one of them went. Have those kind of nights once in a while. Here's Denon over to Yates. Yates to Castle to Denon. Denon, they're all outside the arc, passing the ball around. Castle on the left gets it over to Denon on the right. Katie Denon back in there. There's a three-pointer from Maggie Denon. That won't go, and the rebound comes to Lonnie Yunus. Yunus hands it off to Rooney. Make that Smith. Get it to Stokes. Stokes just got popped right in the nose. Get it over to Smith. She'll fire one up in and out. No good. Ball just not going in for Rangel. A lot of that's good defense. Here's Castle ahead of the pack. Put it up with the left hand. That's good. That's 19 points for Castle. Makes the score 62-32 for the Panthers. Smith goes in and she really took a bump. Get up, check for any loose things. Bends over and it looks like everything's still there. Things that bend, bend, and the things that aren't, that don't. Don't, so she must be okay to shoot free throws. Erica Smith has 2 points. She's 2 for 2 from the line. Make it 3 for 3. She'll have one more foul than the act of shooting. Maggie did not out of the ball game. Erica Smith with one more free throw. It's good. Makes the score 62-34. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. But Katie Denon doing the ball handling now as Castle, or as Maggie Denon went out. And had a held ball, it'll be in for Rangel on the alternating possession. There's a long pass in to Smith, over to Stokes, down low for Bunis, ball knocked loose and out of bounds. It will be in for Rangel. Remember, they're on basket. As Erica Smith checks out, Kayla Rooney into the game for the Lady Wolves. The lob comes into Bunis, cross court for Rooney. The ball off of her hands and into the hands of Melissa Castle. Castle to Weaver. Weaver in the ball game. Weaver with it out on the left wing to Castle at the top. Looking inside, nothing there. Now she'll drive to the left. Get it back out for Krolikowski. Inside now has the ball knocked loose. Taken out of there by Rooney. Rooney, long pass intercepted by Denon. But Denon steps on the far sideline and she heads up court. When I say Denon now, I mean Katie. Katie with 8 points. Maggie with 18. And I think that's probably interchangeable depending on who's hot. Here's Stokes, lob inside for Bunis, shot up won't go, but she draws the foul line for Olakowski. That'll send Lonnie Bunis to the free throw line. She's had a good night tonight, but not great from the free throw line. Just two out of seven so far. That shot up and in, however. Next one up and in. He's got 17 points for Rangel. That's almost half of them. Here's Weaver on the right side. Good move on Stokes. He'll take it right to the basket, put it up and in. Aaron Weaver has 3 points in the ball game. Alyssa Allen quickly back the other way. She'll go down the lane, has a knock loose as Castle reaches in. I don't know if she got anything, but she got the foul anyway. And that isn't on Castle. That's on... Well, that was on Katie Denon, and that is her fourth. There's a ball shot no good by Allen, but Rangel gets a rebound. Pass inside for Bunis. Turn and fire. Won't go. And Castle with another rebound. Long outlet for Katie Denon. Katie on the right wing. Drops it down for Castle. Turns toward the basket. Pass back out. Intercepted by Stowe. Stowe down the lane, bounce pass for Schultz, intercepted by Weaver. Long outlet for Katie Denon. She'll put it up. No good. And Bunis with the rebound. Hands it off to Stokes. 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 64-36. Craig on top. Here's Allen with it. Way outside. Cross court pass intercepted by Amy, and she'll take it in, put it up and in. Here's Stokes, pass for Bunis, turnaround shot won't go, and the rebound comes to Amy. Amy's long outlet for Castle. Castle puts it up and in. That's 21 points for Melissa Castle. Here's Allen, way outside. Being hawked by Denon. Get it to Stokes. Stokes with Castle right there on her hip. And Castle with a little riding time there as Stokes cut toward the basket. That'll be the seventh foul on the Panthers as Castle checks out. Might have seen the last of her. She's got 21 in the game. Okay, with Stokes back to the line shooting a 1-1. Shot on the way. Good. So she earned her 6 points and a bonus. That went on the way. Good. So Michaela Stokes, 2 out of 4 from the line tonight, and 7 points. Quickly back the other way comes Weaver. She'll lay it up and in. Aaron Weaver now with 5 points. There's a long pass for Schultz. She'll fire one up, no good. Rebound taken by Weaver. Minute 21 to go. Weaver with a nice move around Rooney over to Haney. Haney's pass broken up and taken out of there. Sierra Dybel in the ball game, and here's a drive and a shot up and in by Stokes. Makes the score 70-40. 30-point lead. Under a minute to go now. Hang tight. We'll run right through these scores at the end of this thing. There's a shot inside as Kayla Hamey took it toward the basket. Had the ball knocked loose, but a foul. So Kayla Hamey at the line, shooting a 1-2, I guess. I guess it'd be 2 shots, fouled in the act of shooting. Shot on the way. Took the grand tour all around the rim and fell through. So 71-40. As Hamey with her first free throw. And her second as well. So 6 points now for Kayla Hamey. 72-40, 45 seconds to go. Here's Stokes down the lane, put it up off the glass and in. Here's Weaver over to Yates. Her shot no good. Ball comes to Kimber Mikulski. Let me just get this right. I better try reading my handwriting on the name like. This is the girl that led the JV game with 18 points. Kimber Mikulski is the girl who is. He drew the foul. Got Janetta Johnson at the line. No, that's, this is Mikulski. Hits, misses both free throws. She shot them better. A little nervous in the varsity game, I guess. Had a big scoring night in the JV game. There's a shot by Smith, puts it up and in. Her first basket, 6 points in the ballgame for Erica Smith. And that'll do it. There's the horn. And the final score is 73-44. Craig's best quarter of the ballgame, 3 18s and a 19. Boy, that's pretty good scoring. 8-minute quarters, that's better than a basket in a minute, I think. So, scoring for the Lady Wolves, they were led by Alani Bunis. She had 16 points. Next was Michaela Stokes with 11, followed by Alyssa Allen with 5. Actually, Erica Smith had 6. 4 for Shayna Schultz, 2 for McKenna Harding. For the Craig Panthers, big night for Melissa Castle. She had 21, 14 of those coming in the second half. 18 for Maggie Denon, 8 for Katie Denon. Janetta Johnson had 11 points. 6 for Kayla Hamey, 5 for Aaron Weaver. And I don't know, did I give Katie Denon her 8? Raven Frolikowski had 2. Sierra Geibel and Kimber Mikulski also played. They didn't score, but good solid game by the Craig Lady Panthers, as they win it by a score of 73-44. Not a heck of a lot more to say about that. Anyway, we've got more basketball coming up tomorrow night. Join me here at 6 o'clock. It'll be the girls' game first tomorrow, followed by the boys' game. Boy, that boys' varsity game was the best game of the night. And, hopefully we'll have a couple more good games tomorrow night. So until then, I'm John Morse. It's always a pleasure to broadcast basketball for the folks in Craig on KRBB. Good night, everybody.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska-owned and operated since 1959.